This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we're talking about vaccine passports. Would a digital vaccine passport change your stance on getting vaccinated? Why or why not? Let's take a look at the poll.
So 68.8% said getting vaxxed either way. 24.7% yes, I want to travel. 5.8% no, still unsure. And others at 0.6%.
Yes, and we have a couple of messages to read. Shall we do Twitter first?
Oh, can do Twitter. Yes. Jackie Chan said, no jab, no travel. Precious Bloom says he'll definitely be a ruling about this eventually. Worldwide ruling for the vaccine passport. Air travel, hotels will be forced to ensure this ruling. So better do necessary to avoid disappointments in the future. James here says, personally, would like a vaccine passport to reunite with friends and family overseas, but there's lots of ways the system can be misused through cronyism and unfair vaccine distribution. So there you go. And you can see that here's a row. It says, no, but it would change my stance on travel. I feel a lot safer sealed in the aeroplane knowing everyone in with me had been vaccinated.
You still have about 24 minutes to get in touch with us and tell us what you think. Would a digital vaccine passport change your stance on getting vaccinated? Why or why not? 018-789-8899 to reach us on WhatsApp. You can also get in touch with us on Twitter and on Instagram. At BFM Radio is our handle. Now, as promised, and like we teased earlier, the dark web is apparently just bursting with COVID-19 vaccine vials and vaccine passports going for cheap. Can you imagine that?
Yes, I can. You know, people are just, you know, opportunistic. So the sites are advertising everything from vaccine doses to falsified vaccine certifications and negative test results. Currently, more than 1,200 listings are offering a variety of vaccines, including from Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, AstraZeneca, Sputnik, and Sinopharm. Investigations by researchers and security firm Checkpoint have been monitoring the sites for COVID-19 related activities since January, and they report a threefold increase in such activity over the last 3 months. Now, it's unclear if the doses are legitimate, and even if they were, there's no guarantee that the vials have been stored in the correct temperature, potentially rendering them useless.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm just shocked to hear that, you know, they've basically got every other type of vaccine on these dark web marketplaces. You know, it's wow. And last week, Checkpoint researchers, who are based in Israel, they attempted to buy the Chinese vaccine Sinopharm from one vendor on this marketplace. The team messaged the vendor, who directed them to continue the negotiations on Telegram. Once there, the vendor provided reassurances that the vaccine doses were legitimate. The researchers then sent this vendor $500 to this vendor's Bitcoin wallet. And while they have received a FedEx shipping label, they have yet to receive the shipment at the point where this article was actually written.
Okay, so dark web vendors are probably doing better business selling falsified vaccine cards and negative test results. Researchers say the ratio is probably 2-1. And if you're wondering why this might cost on a dark web black market, with COVID-19 testing becoming more widespread, the price for negative test results is as low as $25. Vaccination cards are harder to come by and are selling for more, around $200. And this is because these certificates are becoming passports sorts, allowing people a freedom movement they haven't enjoyed in months.
Yeah. Now, the EU, the European Union, is in the process of creating their digital green certificate that they hope to roll out by June this year. And this will allow its citizens and residents to travel across borders. In the US, proof of vaccination could grant people access to certain venues, and employers may require it of their employees to return to the workplace, like we were talking about earlier, right? So when they found this out, the researchers from Checkpoint, they alerted Europol to these listings on the dark web marketplaces. And they're also apparently contacting other enforcement agencies today.
So back home, you remember some images of Pfizer vaccine vials making its rounds on social media a couple of weeks ago, alongside a claim that the vaccines could be bought on Shopee.
Yeah.
The e-commerce platform has since clarified that the image is fake and there was no such listing on its site. It also said the author of the tweet has confirmed the image was doctored and the government was also aware of the fake news. Bukit Amar, meanwhile, did not dismiss the possibility that fake advertisements offering COVID-19 vaccines will crop up in the future.
And I'm
just wondering why you want to do that, especially since the government said they're going to give it to us for free.
But you have people who will be kanchong also. They want to get it as soon as possible, right?
But then I'm sure when you get jabbed, it comes to some sort of certification or what have you, right?
And the conversations about keeping these vaccines at the right temperature, some of them really need to be at like some
-70 or something ridiculous, right?
We'll have more details on that in our next story. We're going to be talking about how Singapore and Malaysia are securing vaccine certificates using blockchain and how blockchain is actually just thriving, you know, during this pandemic. Despite all the pushback previously, it's really doing a lot of good when it comes to healthcare during this pandemic. But taking us into that, of course, is Rolling Stones with Tumbling Dice. Of course, we are asking you on the show today, would a digital vaccine passport change your stance on getting vaccinated? Why or why not? You have 20 minutes to get in touch with us. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio, on Twitter and on Instagram. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.